The Piano Guys became an internet sensation by way of their successful series of original self-made music videos. They've made over 35 since joining forces in early 2011, including their hit video, a 10-handed version of One Direction's What Makes You Beautiful. Following the success of the Piano Guys' first two major label releases, The Piano Guys and The Piano Guys 2, the group released their holiday album, A Family Christmas. It puts The Piano Guys' signature twist on such classics as Silent Night and Angels We Have Heard on High. Phenomenon from their focus on self-made innovative videos in stunning locations, the Piano Guys have amassed more than 3 million YouTube subscribers, more than 2 billion views. A Family Christmas is the show the Piano Guys will be doing tonight at the Palace Theater in Albany at 7:30. Paul Anderson is the producer and videographer and one of the Piano Guys, and he joins us this morning. Paul Anderson, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Joe.
it's very nice to have you with us. I have to say, describing what you do is difficult because when you say Piano Guys, you assume, well, there's three or four guys on stage. They all have pianos. But that's not the case with you guys. There is only one piano, and you all take a crack at it, really.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of fun with the piano and cello. But it kind of started out with just, well, I used to own a piano store, and that was called the Piano Guys, and trying to find unique ways in selling the piano. But after running into John and asking him to start, if he'd be okay with me filming him and putting him up on YouTube on our channel, he then introduced me to Steve, which Steve then introduced, who's the cellist, and then Steve introduced us to Al, who has his own studio, recording studio. And he's a songwriter also. That's when it kind of just kind of took a different form of going from selling pianos to just we had so much fun together and just making videos that piano store just kind of went away. And focus now is just trying to make good music and videos and share it with the world.
So when you go out on stage, what can people expect? Because there will be one piano, there will be one cello, and there's four of you.
Yes, the main thing is I do the video side and run the business, and Al helps write the tunes, and on the studio side, but mainly on stage is John and Steve, the pianist and cellist. That's the main group act, but like you said, because we did a couple songs where we were just all around the piano and messing around, and it just happened to be one of our biggest hits, we'll go out on stage for a couple numbers that we've done where all four of us are there. But people are going to enjoy it with John and Steve. They're so entertaining. They're funny. People will laugh. They'll cry in a good way and just enjoy the show.
So when you aren't on stage, and but you're at the venue, what actually are you doing?
Okay, what I do is I'm in charge of like the visual aspect, like the videos, lights, and then Al is at the soundboard and in charge of and overlooking the sound of the show. And we have other people that do that also. We just kind of oversee it, and then we'll go out on a couple numbers.
So what has the holiday tour been like for you?
You know, this is going to be our first week starting the holiday tour. We have 2 weeks of a holiday tour, and it's going to be fun. We've got some new tunes that'll be in there, some Christmas tunes. I think this will be one of the first times there'll be, like, three tunes where all four of us will be out on the on stage. But it's going to be a magical night. I mean, it'll be different than what people have seen before because of the Christmas element added into it.
And I assume that makes it, because of the music is often, in most cases, is so known to everyone and is such a known quantity that it makes it fun because everybody's on the same page.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to us, the music is the most important, and that's what we hope people, when they come to a concert, they just want to come. They want to hear the music. And we hope that people leave on a higher note or feeling better than when they showed up. And we just love what we're doing. We love that other people like it also. And I what I love is that we have all different age groups. I mean, we have people that bring their kids from 6 years old all the way up to 90-year-old years old. So it's quite a vast range, age range, and it's funny. It's fun. It's like for the family.
So have you analyzed it? So what is the big break been? Because you do this, you do the music videos, as you well know, tons of people do music videos. They put them up on YouTube and other places. But to get an audience and to get people to watch you, what was the big break for you?
Oh, that's a good question. It almost feels like it was a slow, gradual, I mean, I don't know if it was slow. I guess in some people's eyes, it's a really fast moving thing. But we just kind of, in our mind, just kind of gradually just kept putting out the videos, being consistent. And I think people enjoy it. I think what people like is to see something that's a little different, taking classical instruments and putting them, instead of on the concert stage and filming it, we're putting them in nature and in crazy places, like on a 1,000-foot cliff or on a train or jumping out of a plane or on the Great Wall of China. You know, it's just trying to do something unique and different to where it grabs people's attention on YouTube. That's one of the biggest things that you need to do on YouTube, especially nowadays. There's so many people uploading video that you've got to be unique and different. And the arrangements that the guys produce are just awesome. I love the way their style in creating, kind of taking a piece of music and then making it their own in their own way. So
when you are doing, when you're looking ahead at the next year, I mean, how many videos would you like to do? What do you want the output to be? What is the schedule?
You know, the ideal would be like a video a month. That would be awesome right now. If we can do that, and we're trying to get our schedule, we've been toying a lot lately the last couple of years, and we're hoping to this next year kind of put a little bit more emphasis back onto the videos and doing more. We've got our ambition is to do all the seven wonders of the world. And so we hope to hit at least one of those next year or two of them and put out more videos. That is the best part of what we do. We love making videos, writing new music. And if we can do one of those a month, we will be very happy.
When you write new music, does that work differently with an audience than it does if you're doing something like One Direction's What Makes You Beautiful or even the Christmas music that we mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things. Of course, with if somebody recognizes a tune, they're going to already have an instant connection with it. And that's part of the fun, and that's one of the reasons I think we're able to get more well-known on YouTube is by taking some popular tunes and rearranging it in a different way. But we definitely have to do, the guys focus on music that touches them. And because there's many times when we tried to do what's popular and it just nothing flowed. And of course, it's always got to pass what we call the Disney test. When we pick new music, we make sure that, first of all, it's from a movie or something that our kids, we would be okay with our kids watching or listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And so kids are definitely an inspiration in writing music. If we can make them think we're cool, then we're pretty happy.
So describe for, and I know this is hard on the radio, but describe the cello and the piano that you use, because they are cool.
Yeah, we've actually got, because of the piano store, we have over 25 pianos still.
Wow.
And Steve has, I think he's up to 20 cellos. And the reason it, for the all the different cellos, he's got a steel cello, he's got electric cellos, different wooden cellos, carbon fiber cello. And the reason is all the sounds that you hear, and a lot of people don't know this, but every sound you hear in our music, other than the piano, is created by the cello. And all these, and it's layered textures that Steve has come up with in the studio. And so he uses all these different cellos to create that sound. And every now and then we'll even get like Al, who's in the he puts a lot of vocal textures on the songs. And so that's another added element. But we enjoy the instruments and what they can do, and like to try and find new ways to put out sound and create new sounds.
Well, the piano guys will be at the Palace Theater tonight for a family Christmas show, a family Christmas at the Palace Theater in Albany tonight at 7:30. You can find out more information by going to palacealbany.com, palacealbany.com. Paul Anderson is the producer and videographer for the piano guys. And Paul, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, and be very nice to have you in town. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
A great pleasure. Again, you can find out more about the piano guys and their family Christmas show at the Palace Theater in Albany by going to palacealbany.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.